Yeah, there's this one quote that we discovered our freshman year by C.S. Lewis, and I want to share it with you guys. C.S. Lewis says that it would seem our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. He calls us half-hearted creatures, fooling about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. He calls us an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea. C.S. Lewis says that we are far too easily pleased. And I share this with you all because in my 2 and a little more years at Ohio University, the Lord has offered me a holiday at the sea. He has blessed me immensely. But when I got here, and for most of my first semester, I was just making mud pies. So I came to OU, and I would consider I was definitely a Christian, but I had spent a few years kind of not taking it seriously. And I had fallen into this rut of trying to be the most successful. Just like trying to display perfection in every area of my life. And I carried that into college and tried to get involved with as many things as possible to try to just look as impressive as I could. In addition to that, I spent most of my first semester just being pretty lonely. And I would consider myself like, I would say that at that time of my life, I wanted to know God, I was curious about him, but I was like desperately afraid of him knowing me. And I was just still wrestling with so much of this shame from things I had done and things that I had failed to do over my years in high school, I was just like buried in that shame. So I was trying to live for the Lord, but I didn't have that intimacy with him. It wasn't really a relationship. So I struggled my first semester, and I came home for winter break and was wrestling with a lot of regret. Maybe I made the wrong decision. Maybe I should have stayed home. I spent that winter back home with my parents and just prayed that something would change. And a few days later, this guy named Brandon texted me and asked me if I was going to Crew Winter Retreat. And I didn't want to go. And in fact, back then it was called Leadership Retreat. And I wasn't a leader in Crew. I'd never even been to 180, just like Bible study a few times. But something was there that I just had the suspicion that the Lord had something for me there. So I signed up, I just ran straight into his embrace once I got there. He blessed me with so much friendship, and in the worship and in the speakers and in the quiet time that I got to have there, I started to hear that I didn't need to be ashamed. He started to remind me that I was forgiven not by my worth, but by his. And I was just so convinced that he still wanted me, because how could a God who didn't want me anymore bless me with such amazing friendships and such amazing gifts when I knew I didn't deserve it? So I came back, and I was just on fire, and I was just ready to resurrender everything to Jesus. And immediately, he started to just bless me with fruit because of this. Like I said, he took my loneliness, and he gave me friendships that I still hold dear to me today. He started to take my shame and just show me that I'm chosen and that I'm forgiven. But I'm not going to lie to you guys. In resurrendering, there was definitely some things that were very painful. As I got closer to God, started spending time with him every day, he started to point out these mud pies that I had built throughout the years, things that I thought were beautiful, things that I thought brought me worth. And he showed me that these don't fit in his plan for my life. So, he would just poke, say, this habit, it's not for you. This relationship that you built without me and that now you're trying to insert me into, it's not for you. And this habit of pride and seeking perfection, it's not for you. And I was just like, really struggling with that. And I started to wonder, had I wasted years of my life seeking things and just making mud pies? I didn't know what that meant for me. And I'm here to tell you that the Lord spoke to me through the book of 1 Corinthians. In chapter 3, verse 12, Paul says, "If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames." It spoke right to my soul. I was the builder, and he was burning things that I had built to try to make myself important and happy over the years. And it hurt. But in this verse, I was reminded that maybe I did waste some time when I could have been following him, but not a drop of his blood was wasted on me. He still wanted me, and it wasn't that he was trying to punish me by getting rid of those things in my life. He actually just wanted what was best for me. And I can honestly tell you that in the space that he's made for more of him in my life by getting rid of those things, I've just been so blessed. And I've come to know him in a way that I've never experienced before. And so my encouragement to you today would be, don't delay in resurrendering those things that are hard to give up. If you can do that tonight, do that. Because sometimes we don't realize that we're actually just building mud pies. And it's time to just say yes to the offer of a holiday at the sea. Guys, thanks for listening. And if something I said resonated with you, guys, it's a big community, and it's hard to connect with everybody. But come find me tonight, and let's connect maybe for the first time or on a deeper level. Thanks.